The Seattle City Council voted unanimously Monday to spend $500,000 to relocate residents of the South Seattle tent city called Nicholsville. The council has given campers until September 1st to move out or be evicted. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Nicholsville has been in its current location near the Port of Seattle for 2 years. The city council says it's time for Nicholsville to go.
So this bill authorizes the Human Services Department to enter into a contract with a nonprofit organization to provide outreach, engagement, case management, shelter, housing, and other services to immediately move campers who are currently at Nicholsville to appropriate housing, shelter, and services.
That's Council President Sally Clark. The ordinance also declared an emergency at Nicholsville due to growing public health and safety issues like rats, flooding, and crime. Councilmember Nick Licata had originally opposed shutting down Nicholsville until other tent city locations could be pinned down. But now he supports the move.
Because I think in some ways it gets to, unfortunately, probably what we should have done a lot earlier, which is allocate a huge amount of money for case management and trying to find shelter and housing for these individuals.
During public testimony, a neighbor said the city should also work to find campers who recently moved out of Nicholsville and into nearby Greenbelt encampments in West Seattle. Councilmember Sally Bagshaw proposed an amendment to Monday's bill that would direct some of the $500,000 for resettlement to those campers, too. But Clark and others denied the motion, saying that would spread the Nicholsville resettlement funds too thinly. At past council events, Nicholsville residents have come out in force to protest. None spoke at Monday's council meeting. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.